Exactly.
So, but they want to make sure that it's not an engine issue because it's a new plane. Okay.
Right.
You made more sense out of the story in 8 minutes with a Southern accent than the newspaper did.
Well, I'll tell you what, they do pretty dang good down there, but most of those guys, they don't talk like this. Welcome to Leaderville.
I'm going to get them off before anybody recognizes
good idea.
Who he is.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
KJR, good morning, everybody. Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill in Downtown Joe.
Thank you, Bob.
Jody's in the newsroom. Eric Corman behind the scenes with Pedro making all the Olympic music happen. He's conducting the orchestra. Luciana booking the guests. Our intern staff. Who's here today?
I haven't seen one yet today.
Dustin's here.
I saw Dustin.
I didn't see Kenny.
No Kenny.
I think Kenny does Monday, Wednesday, Friday or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Good schedule if you can get it, huh?
Yeah. Who wants Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
I'll take Tuesday, Thursday if we're cutting things up.
Spike's always thinking of a better way.
A longer weekend, my friend.
So how are you today, Spike?
Great, thank you.
Are you feeling good?
I do feel good. I really do.
I feel the need to ask you once a week.
That's fine.
I don't want to overdo it.
You want to ask me about my meds?
Do you have your nitrous oxide?
Nitroglycerin.
You got the keychain rolling.
Oh, I was hoping for nitrous oxide.
Yeah, really. Why not think of the rest of us?
Hey.
Selfish.
Did you bring enough for everybody?
I did.
So you have it on a keychain now.
I do, and I want to thank a listener. I got to thank, and I kept it here.
Listener suggested the keychain?
Sent the keychain and knows my follow-through level. Steve Sharibi, I think the name is, from Aberdeen. Our good friends in Aberdeen. Thanks for having us in for a show in June at the DNR. Yep, this little nugget right here is on my keychain and unscrews. And this is nice because it holds the whole bottle.
You don't have to worry about it. What a brilliant idea.
It really is.
That's Joe, see, there's an idea you could have actually done.
Yeah, that's handy for lots of things. I mean, anything you want to have a little extra of. You never know.
Salt of your free burger, you put it right in here.
Yeah. Glaucoma medication.
What Joe was thinking.
You never know.
No, he was thinking of the salt.
Yeah, salt. Yeah.
Right.
Jalapeno. Okay. You never know when you might need a jalapeno.
Yeah, jalapeno.
Just one would fit in there. Yeah.
I'd like one of those for my keychain.
Sure.
I don't have anything that I need to take yet, but I just want to be prepared.
There you go.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks.
And are you on any kind of exercise program yet?
Not yet. No.
No.
No, I'm still waiting for the knot that's in my femoral artery to dissipate. You know, Marty.
Doc said don't exercise for now.
Well, he said don't strain the femoral artery because if that ruptures inside and there's some seepage from my femoral artery into that vein, I could have some internal bleeding that could be problematic.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Can that rupture from you working out your arms?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just checking.
Doc said don't hurt yourself thinking about how you're going to exercise.
You rupture from your climbing scaffoldings?
Probably could have done that.
Yeah. In other words, you could have killed yourself at the weight lift.
Could have been bad, but I was feeling so good.
But you certainly don't want to walk.
I have been walking.
You could climb scaffolding to look good in a song.
I have been walking more than I had in the past.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Joe answer.
You parked at the other end of the garage down
Let's
there?
Not be anyway. Stupid about things, Joe.
It's not my intent to be a ball buster, obviously.
No.
Just to be your friend.
I never.
Which means that I should stop about now. Is that about right? Yeah.
Unless the twins here want to keep the ball in the air
for a
while.
No, it's fine. But I view what you do now as whether I get to see you in 10 years.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Really is.
Anita did write back about you climbing the scaffolding.
Yeah, I hope I didn't break any rules of
insurance. Oh, no, you absolutely did that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Their insurance didn't cover it.
Okay.
Nobody has climbed the scaffolding. Billy Idol, who's in fantastic shape, wouldn't climb that scaffolding. It's too dangerous.
Okay.
And what song was it, the Van Halen song?
The Eruption, when Aaron was doing his eruption
Which is
solo.
What your femoral artery would have done.
Would have done.
Yeah.
True.
Well, so anyway, Anita did write back.
Okay.
She said, just don't do it again. And she wasn't really mad. She loves you.
Okay.
She doesn't want you to die.
Okay.
You can add her to the list. I don't know if you're keeping a list of people who don't want you to die. They're the people that come up to you and talk to you about stuff like this.
I wish I can't keep a list that big. People have been so...
They've been so kind, haven't they?
Really? Yeah. And everywhere. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere, especially up at Tulalip over the weekend.
You know how to let them know that you care?
How?
Ignore them completely.
That's
my plan. And
just
keep living the way you're living.
A lot of words of warning about that keychain, too. Guy says that they... come unscrewed pretty easy, so be careful.
Okay.
Another guy says drug dealers use them a lot, so if you get pulled over, be prepared to
show what's in it.
Yeah.
I am never worried about being asked
anymore.
Know? Yeah, anymore.
Yeah, me too.
No, seriously. I almost wish they'd search my car these days. Some of the French fries
I've been thinking
in the
that
back
for
from,
22 years.
Yeah.
Please search my car. Check the ashtray. Bring the dog in. Let him sniff.
I'm telling you.
By the way, before we get too far
Jody's
away
Jody's being quiet about this topic.
Why do I want somebody sniffing my car?
Yes, Eric.
I was just saying, before we get too far away from Anita and insurance and that sort of thing, today is Anita's birthday.
Oh, yes. Anita is, I have no idea how old she is, 20-something. But today is her birthday. Anita from, she knows where she's from. She's from Tulalip. And she said she's still younger than Ken, her boss. Who was in the 10th row on Saturday night and just rocking out.
I'm glad he liked it. I didn't see Ken this year. I do every year, usually.
I saw him in the center bar after the show.
Cool.
Folks, some friends who made it. Campy, our old newsman.
Our old news guy was there.
Brought some friends, and they
That's
had a great time.
That's back when we had allowed men to do news.
Mm, those were the days.
Someone said, you should get a chick. Campy was actually one of the dearest friends ever, and he showed up. And I didn't get to talk to him. Did he enjoy the show?
Unbelievable. Just he was almost welling up with pride.
Okay. Well, it's the Olympics now, and scaffolding climbing, the U.S. took the gold in.
You know, some of the stuff I'm watching pass for athletics, I'd almost prefer to watch scaffolding climbing.
All right, so you're going to have rail against things that aren't sports.
No,
so, no I want that. I want
okay.
that. I wasn't saying that in any kind of a... that's a cool topic. The other cool topic today is something we touched on yesterday. I think we were a little ahead of the curve yesterday. It was huge news last night. It's huge news this morning. It's unused tickets and how they've decided to take them back and sell them. Because today they're selling something like 3,500 tickets for today's events. And today means, what does it mean? Like, isn't it already happened?
Well,
I'm still trying to figure out because I know they broadcast the shows in prime time.
They're 8 hours ahead of us in London, and every medal event is streamed live on the web.
Yeah. Who cares about the web?
Well, I know. I can't watch it on a small screen like this. Now, I was under the impression they were giving tickets to teachers and students. And who was the other
there
group?
There may be some of that.
Military,
of course.
They were also reselling tickets.
Okay.
That they were now, I'm curious who they're taking them back from and how they knew. Which places weren't going to use tickets? Because yesterday, when we talked about it, it was early, and we were talking about corporate sponsors and things like that. And I don't know if we made an assumption it was corporate sponsors, or if that's what the Olympic Committee said. But I think that not using a ticket should be stopped everywhere that happens.
We did not make an assumption that it was corporate sponsors. That was part of the news.
That was the news. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm curious how you call your corporate sponsor and say, wag of the finger.
Well, these days with computerized tracking and digital ticketing. I mean,
you know who didn't use them.
You know who didn't use them, and you know how quickly you can get them back, or at least the access to that seat assignment, you can redistribute it quickly with digital.
Olympic ticketing is the most difficult event. It's impossible almost because – you have 209 countries, and they all get a little slice of the pie. So you've got 200.
They all have brothers and sisters.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing.
Aunts and uncles.
Well, yeah, and
Uncle Bill Gates.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, man, slide Uncle Bill a little love.
Yeah, and that Vanuatu rower, he may had rather sell his tickets and make a little. So from what I understand,
you imagine being a Vanuatu rower.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, instead of having mom come, you know,
you turn into the scalper, yeah. The Vanuatu scalper.
Well, yes, at least you used to could, but I think they've made it pretty difficult to do that now. I mean, I think every ticket is kind of tracked, and it's almost too tracked because not everybody really wants to go to the Olympics and gets tickets. A lot of people just want to get them so they can sell them.
I know when a college athlete gets tickets for family and friends, they're not allowed to resell them. I wonder that Olympic athletes are... I mean, well, now that amateur is not a big important deal anymore in the Olympics.
Yeah. It's a great question, but in the end, what ends up happening is it's an embarrassment to see all the empty seats. I saw one swimming event yesterday, which should have been, you know... Was it swimming? I think it was swimming. It should have been... you know, completely sold out, and you look at the seats, and three-quarters of them are not taken. And it's not because people didn't want to go. There ought to be some way to have a portion of them for walk-up. Like, if you're not in your seat by a certain time, die-hard fans who really want to get in get told, you're in. If you're late...
I'm sure folks would wait in line for a chance to be... walk-up seat fillers. I mean, at the Oscars, you can't have one empty seat.
Right.
But at the Olympics, you watch some of the soccer competition. The way the London games, the preliminary soccer games, are played like up to 400 miles away from London. There's some of the greater soccer strongholds of England. And, you know, they're using these stadiums around the countryside to use these preliminary games for men and women. And the seats are 85% empty.
Yeah. I think what you have is you have a Hunger Games situation here because we don't want the uprisings from the people with the crap jobs out there.
Right,
they see the hoi polloi don't use their seats.
Right.
I didn't see the Hunger Games and I didn't read it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you, the Hunger Games is a metaphor for everything that's happening in the world right now.
Okay.
There are really hardworking people who have to listen to us talk about the Olympics and talk about the 1% and talk about the big businesses and the companies and even the huge celebrities and the stars. And all they know is their whole life they're going to toil and no one takes care of them, right?
By the way, that is the hoi polloi. Hoi polloi means the everyday
working person. Oh, I have it backwards?
Yep.
The hoi polloi is the every average man.
That's right.
All right, what's the privileged few?
Hoity-toity, I suppose.
Oh, hoity-toity. I had him backwards. Hoity-toity. And hoi polloi.
Okay.
All I know of hoi polloi is that's what Spalding called Danny in Caddyshack. Hoi polloi, where'd you come from, a scotch head?
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, just watch out. You've seen what's happened in Greece. I imagine people very upset when they see all those empty seats.
Definitely agree with that.
It doesn't make them any happier that the coverage cost $1 billion. All of this is, you know.
So not only are there empty seats that they can't go to, but the traffic is terrible and their lives are being totally ruined for the time being.
I heard that London's traffic yesterday was good. I can't imagine it was a sarcastic report that said it was good.
We have two lanes on our – are you talking about our traffic or London?
I was talking about London.
The traffic here is as bad as London. I now know we have two lanes. This is how I'm going to remember. We have the hoity-toity lanes and the hoi polloi lanes.
Right.
Very good.
Okay. Now, on the Hunger Games, for anyone who didn't see it, isn't it a metaphor for Greece, for Arab Spring? Basically, it's in order to keep the people from uprising, we show them games in which they appear to have some stake, and we try to anesthetize them to the fact that their lives are drudgery.
Well, I think more of like ancient Rome or maybe even the Super Bowl.
The Colosseum in Rome is really good. That's a great analogy.
Uh-huh. Now, aren't these kind of proxy wars, though? I haven't seen it, but aren't these kids kind of fighting for their country?
Supposedly for their district.
Yeah, so...
The bronze, the gold, and the arrow to the heart.
Right.
Right, but these are... So you don't have to have a big war. You just have somebody go out there and do your fight.
Like an Olympic game.
Right.
Where each country is represented.
Right, but
there's a parade of nations at the Olympics, and in the Hunger Games, there were the, what did they call the participants in the Hunger Games? They had a name for
tributes.
The tributes from each district would come in and be paraded before the hoity-toities, the Swells would get to take a look at these little minions.
While the hoi polloi gathered around the screens back home and cheered them on. Now, if they, and by the way, in the Hunger Games, they had it right. Every seat was full.
Yeah.
If the seats were empty in the Hunger, they wouldn't have tolerated that.
Yeah, that would not have flown.
No.
So is it pricing that's kept the riffraff out at the Olympics?
No, it's, I believe, it's entitled sponsors who, I'm going to be careful here.
Oh, I think I know what you're saying.
Special people, privileged people who get tickets who don't use them because at the end of the day they can go, oh, do you want to go to that or do you want to just go to the bar?
Fight that crowd and
yeah, to and then they end up not going and using the tickets. You know why? Because they have nothing invested in the tickets.
Got it.
Okay. You were about to say something.
I was, and then I was retracted it in my head because I was going to make a dumb Hunger Games joke, and it probably would have offended people because it's a little early.
It's early.
To talk
it's
about
too early.
Athletes killing each other for a joke.
Especially for gun control or
I
a joke.
Know. Yeah.
What time would that be appropriate? So we have them, you know?
Maybe like 8:15.
Cool.
That's why I retracted it, man.
Yeah, that's good. 8:15.
I self-retracted.
It's 2 hours from now.
Yes, victory for Jody's brain.
All right. It's 17 past six. We are up to how many Olympic medals? Was it 17, I think?
The Olympic medal count. We picked
gold.
Up six new medals and we're tied overall with China. But the bad news is that China's got 9 gold and we've only got 5 gold. Wow. Wah, wah.
China hasn't lost a men's gymnastics competition in like 8 years.
Really?
The Chinese men are so much better. I mean, like leaps and bounds, no pun intended, head and shoulders better than anybody else in the world. Mm. Talked yesterday that the U.S. might actually have a chance to medal. For the first time in since like 84 in men's gymnastics, and they had a couple mishaps and finished fifth, completely out of the medaling round. So these Chinese men, and they're like rock stars. They come in, and they're just, you know, puffing their chests and flaunting everything, and then they go out and absolutely destroy the competition. So it's not bragging if you can back it up. And that's what the old saying
oh,
goes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I
mean,
love pompous succeeders.
Told you.
Yeah.
Told you we would.
Go China. Yeah.
I am going to come in and crush. And then they crush. And you go, okay.
You know, and for us, we're doing well in events we're supposed to do well. And of course, we're going to do well in basketball. We're going to do well in women's soccer. The men didn't qualify, but the women's soccer team's 2-0. They've already earned their right to advance into the next round. But swimming is the deal for the U.S. Michael Phelps has been the face of Olympic swimming for...
Right. Now, doesn't he only have to win, like, any medal to break the record for most?
For the most decorated Olympic swimmer of all time, yeah. Because he just was,
he hardly,
the destroyer last round.
He doesn't
round.
Have to even excel today. He's just got to claim that. I mean, obviously, he'd love to excel, but he could win a bronze or a silver.
He could win a bronze, but it's kind of clear that his day has passed.
Matt in Olympia, hello.
How's it going?
You're on, Matt.
Hey, I'm really sorry I missed your guys' show at Tulalip, but I got to say that having Spike come through with the stint successfully is a victory for all of us.
For all mankind.
A victory.
Yeah. Right.
That's the last word of the day from yesterday. Yes,
thank
Eric.
You, brother.
All right, Matt, you've won yourself a pair of tickets to see Melissa Etheridge perform at Woodland Park Zoo on August 12th. The ECU Zoo Tunes presented by Carter Subaru. Go to zoo.org/zootunes.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. All right.
By the way, before we move on, do you want to hear how the Chinese people celebrated yesterday, the men's gymnastic team?
Yeah. Is this a real piece of audio?
No, yes,
okay,
it is.
I just
want
to make sure.
No, of course. Why would I lie to you, Bob? Uh-huh. Here it goes. Listen, it's pretty.
For just about any reason, but go ahead.
No, here it goes. I made the rounds yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah, very excited.
That's either the Chinese or the women's tennis. It would be the same set. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, it's 6:20. Today, the garbage strike gets smellier and smellier. And they're bringing in replacement workers. Is this union busting? Or is this... they said they wanted the union to come back and work while they negotiate. Which, as far as I know, takes away their bargaining power. So if I was in the union, I wouldn't be for that. But I thought the whole idea of a union was that you couldn't have ski apps.
How about this? Somebody come get my garbage. I don't care who it is. Oh, someone come and take my freaking garbage away.
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
But in the bigger picture, in terms of labor versus management in a work stoppage, mm-hmm. what does this mean, Joe?
Well, what it might mean is huge fines, or they're saying, starting Wednesday, if they're not back on the job, they may get fined like over $1 million a day.
$1.25 million a day.
Who would be fined? Management?
Waste management.
Yeah, waste management. So they've got to figure out a way, because they make these contracts with Seattle or whoever they make them with, the agreement to provide this service, and if they can't, they're liable to the people they made the contract with.
Ah.
So that might speed things up as far as negotiating.
Wait a minute. Are they allowed to bring in replacement workers?
They've got an obligation to fulfill the contract they made with various municipalities.
So then
they do have the right.
So where is the leverage for the unions then if they can easily be replaced?
Well, they can't easily be replaced on a permanent basis.
Why not?
Because, believe it or not, these are highly skilled guys who run technical equipment. It's not just a guy with a cigar and a doll strapped to the front of the truck.
If Jody looks
anymore.
Out her window
uh-huh.
and the garbage is gone by the end of the day.
Hey, I don't care who's doing it. How about that?
I'm getting that.
Guess what? How about 10 minutes of training me how to back up that truck and I'll do it for everyone on my street.
Yeah.
I thought what a great radio promotion. We'll pick up your garbage.
But I thought of that yesterday too.
But then I thought, man, every
what a terrible thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Man, we'd
picking
be,
up garbage.
That's the worst thing we could do.
Well, we'd need to borrow a truck.
Yeah, but I wouldn't cross the picket line to go pick up somebody's garbage. I mean, it sounds like a cute thing to do, but I'm with the union people on this.
I would just get Jody's. I'm pretty sure they'd let us off.
And it's not cool. Like, people can't sleep with their windows open anymore.
Is it that bad in your neighborhood?
Is it that bad in your neighborhood?
I have human waste.
You know what this is?
Diapers.
You know what this is?
And diapers.
This is show prep for your trip to India.
Right.
Oh, so
I got to sit a little closer and not.
You should actually camp right next to it.
If you could actually take a blue tarp and cover your can and make like a lean-to on your can.
Yeah.
And sleep there for a couple nights.
All right.
That sounds great.
So, so the question here I have is, and maybe someone can help us out on the phone or the text. Is there a union garbage worker listening? Maybe you're not allowed to call. It's probably right there in the manual that you're not allowed to call and speak out. So either disguise your voice or text us. The phone is 877-901-0957 or 52309 is the text. Can they bring in replacement workers?
Yeah.
They can.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they come from? Eastern Washington?
All around the country, apparently.
Wow.
And what will be the effect of that on the union's ability to negotiate?
Probably pretty bad, because what the union has going for it is people like me.
Pressure from the public to give the guys what they want.
Right, pressure from the public, and then waste management with the fines.
How is this different from losing Comedy Central on the Dish Network?
It's not.
It's the same thing.
And the people who are being served hang in the balance, and they're the ones who get screwed while two people squabble over money.
Right.
Right.
In the end, who won that negotiation, Viacom and DirecTV? Who won that? Do we know? We never find out who wins.
We never find out who wins.
A settlement was reached.
You have to figure that the person who was withholding and wanting more money probably won.
Viacom.
That's just what I would think as a consumer.
Right.
If you have the thing that the other person wants, then the other person suddenly gets it. It's because they paid you.
So in this case, companies that – what's the name of the company with the garbage company?
Waste Management.
Waste Management wants to renew a contract for whatever it wants to renew it for, and the people that are holding out for more money.
Right. They negotiated a deal – to get their labor, benefits, pay rates, work conditions, all these
things.
Who
should win? The garbage collectors or waste management.
Tough to strike during a high unemployment time of the economy. It's a tough time to strike. Mm-hmm. Lucky to have a job is a term you hear all the time.
Yeah. And as I understand it, real quickly, it's the recycling people who actually are on strike, and the garbage people are in solidarity going out with them. Ah. It's the recycling trucks that are working without a contract, and those are the guys who are trying to get a new deal.
I got a call from someone who works for a competitor of waste management, and they say that the fees that waste management needs to pay to the recycle folks to renew the deal are the same fees that all the other companies pay. It's just that waste management doesn't want to pay them.
The recycling people want to make as much as the garbage people. That's what this is about.
Well, shouldn't they? They're a greener.
I want to make as much as Spike. We do the same job.
It's okay with me.
So do I.
I'm just saying, you know, everyone enters and exits at a different time.
Well, but these guys.
I know.
You want him to climb the scaffolding more often, actually, is what you want him
to
do.
But the recycling guy lifts a 50-pound can. The waste guy lifts a 50-pound can.
I mean,
they ought to get the same, right?
Yep.
I'd like to keep the glass ceiling, speaking of recycling, in place. 80 cents on the dollar is something my forefathers fought for.
Here's a texter. Jody, I'll hook my motorcycle trailer up to the minivan and come grab your garbage. We can dump it in Mayor McClown's driveway.
We can drive the Maggie Mary
ask
for.
Jody, someone in response to what you just said, ask Jody how she'd feel about losing her job because someone would do her job for less.
That's a great question. That's why I would never go on strike and I would come to work with my eyes bleeding. That's a great question. I would hate to lose my job because somebody would do it for less.
You shouldn't worry.
Yeah, no.
Because nobody could do your job the way you do.
Oh, that's nice, Bob.
Yeah.
What happens?
I mean that, actually.
But you should start breathing through your mouth for a while.
I'm going to. Being a mouth breather is...
What would you do if we all said, you know, we're getting mistreated and we're not going to do our job? Would you still show up?
Oh, man.
Would you strike in solidarity?
Eyes bleeding and everything.
Who's going on strike? Every single one of us? If the whole show is going on strike, yes. But if it's only like... You know, you.
Scab! Wow. How am I the face of big business in this room? I mean, really.
If it's all of us, then yeah. But if it's just one person, then no.
Another texter. Skilled? $92,000 to pick up garbage? That's not what the average garbage guy makes.
I'd like to know if those figures are accurate.
So tired of these complaints. The texts are coming in, and they're mostly, as you said, people in these tough times who say you're lucky to have a job. Jody, take your overflowing garbage to the dump. I told her that. She doesn't want to do that.
Actually, David wants to, and I keep saying, they say on Wednesday they're going to pick it up, so why bother putting all that garbage in your truck?
Right.
It's garbage, you know.
Text us at 52309. We'll be right back. And coming up this morning, Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly. Also, once again, Twitter has an athlete booted from the Olympic Games.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
What I love about West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins TV commercials, aside from the fact that I'm in some of them and with a face like this on TV, who knew? What I like about them is that you see the smiles on the faces of people who found out that their gold and silver and jewelry was worth more than they expected. Some even said the appraisals they got were twice what other places had offered. You know, there's more places than ever that want to buy your gold, silver, and jewelry. It's important to make sure you know what your valuables are worth first before you decide to sell. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins helps you understand all of that, just like they help the people on their TV commercials and on the sides of buses around town. I went there with Lisa, and the drive to one of their three stores was definitely worth it. It could be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars to you. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, with their new location in Linwood, they'll tell you what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth for free. We're hosted by AdHost.com on The Bob Rivers Show. AdHost, a local Seattle data center providing competitive shared hosting packages starting at just $9.95 a month. 24/7 Seattle support from Fisher Plaza. Mention the promo code Bob for a free setup and free month of hosting. Spell it ADHOST.com or call 888-ADHOST1.
My dad gave me a smile.
My mom taught me to never let the American flag touch the ground.
How to make a bed with hospital corners.
That duty is doing what's right, even when nobody's watching.
Kids get a lot of things from their parents. And if their parents served in the military, there's one other thing they'll get. Access to USAA auto insurance. Our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their families is without equal. It's why families who have earned USAA auto insurance regard it so highly, they pass it down from generation to generation. In fact, 95% of members with USAA auto insurance plan to stay with USAA for life. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com or call 800-531-USAA. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you.
95% comes from the 2010 Member Communications Trends Survey, insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
If it seems a little early to be thinking about back to school, remember, classes start in just a few weeks. Your kids need all kinds of supplies and new clothes, and getting a head start on shopping with them is a great way to set a positive example. Plus, it's the best time to save big on everything you need at Fred Meyer. First, check out Price Blaster specials on a huge selection of Oshkosh playwear, including tees, pants, overalls, skirts, leggings, and more. Just $13.99 each for infants, toddlers, and kids ages 4 to 7. And because Oshkosh is Fred Meyer's Support Our Schools partner this week, Fred Meyer and Oshkosh will each donate a dollar to schools for every item you buy. Then head to our home department for a Price Blaster on Crayola crayons. 24-count packs are just 39 cents each, limit 4. And don't miss a Price Blaster special on an 8-gig Kingston flash drive, just $6.99 each. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
Also, visit FredMeyer.com to reveal and print your mystery discount, up to 25% off our entire stock of apparel.
Over the past 19 years, I feel like I've lived thousands of lives beyond my own. I've helped people through births and weddings, divorces and funerals. I've helped send kids off to college. I've helped adults go back to college. I've worked side by side with people I've known forever through their first jobs, promotions, layoffs, and retirement. And I've helped people that I care about buy their first homes and their first cars and start businesses and adopt children. My name's Allison, and I'm a branch manager at Sound Credit Union. Every day I get to see and talk to and help real people, real Sound members, solve real life challenges. I love every minute of it.
At Sound Credit Union, we're members too. So we look for every way to save you money with things like free checking with no fee gouging and free checks for life. And when you open a new checking account with direct deposit, we'll start you off with $100. Learn more at soundcu.com. Sound Credit Union. We never forget. It's your money. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight at the Olympics, reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold.
Michael Phelps, once again, making it look easy.
The London Olympic Games, tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Tonight, starting at 8 p.m., only on King 5, the home team.
Here's an idea. Bear with me. You could save quite a bit of money just by switching your motorcycle insurance to Geico. Piles of it, in fact. But there may not be a lot of room on your bike for all that extra cash. So I had somewhat of an idea. You could get one of those nifty little sidecars, pile it up with all that money you just saved, and merrily drive on your way. It's just a thought. Just off the top of my head.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Meet one of your local Geico agents.
Hello, folks.
Call him or stop by the office.
Whatever's more convenient.
Like picking up a loaf of bread. Hey, sweetheart, could you swing by the local Geico office on your way home to see if we could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance?
It's that easy.
And pick up a multi-policy discount. Say, that was a good invitation.
Sure.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you could save, contact your local Geico office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, and Silverdale.
Jody Brothers here. Armed with my new Kindle Fire, this is Amazon's loaded new tablet that goes with me everywhere. And you know, with my Kindle purchase, I'm now an Amazon Prime member, and I get major bennies. That's instant streaming of thousands of movies and TV shows, access to over 145,000 books, including all 7 Harry Potters that I've started reading to Josh. Speaking of Josh, he can actually hold the Kindle Fire so easily because it's small enough for toddler hands, and perfect for toddler hands with their tough Gorilla Glass that toddlers can't break or scratch. Check it out at Amazon.com.
You've heard of the Gray album that featured Jay-Z? Today at 4 on 95.7 KJR and the Fab Four at 4. The album that inspired the Gray album. Classic cuts from the White album. Today at 4 on KJR.
State Farm Traffic Center. Looks like crews are working on clearing up an incident westbound US 2 near I-5. It was an accident on the right. It looks like it's on the road now that it's moving away. So it looks like that's being cleared, but still do expect some heavier than normal traffic. Also northbound I-5 near 260th, we've got a propane tank in the HOV lane. The crews are working on trying to clear up. Almost caused some accidents there and is right now causing a nasty backup out to 320th. Coming up at 8:15 on The Bob Rivers Show, comedian Billy Gardell starring in the hit TV show Mike and Molly.
Do you know that many of your favorite choices at McDonald's are each just under 400 calories? Try a McCafe Real Fruit Smoothie, Classic Premium Chicken Sandwich, or the Classic Egg McMuffin Sandwich. Lots of menu choices. Come see for yourself.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
Who can take your trash out? Stomp it down for you. Take the plastic bag and do the twisty thingy do. The garbage man.
The garbage man.
Oh, the garbage man.
Okay, on the recycling guys making as much as the garbage guys, a texter says if someone gave you a choice of picking up cardboard, empty bottles and cans, or a container of slimy junk with flies and stinky things, which would you choose? Making the choice seem obvious that recycle guys have better working conditions. On the other hand, texters do text in and remind us that it's mostly the machines that do the picking up in these particular days.
It's an automated industry nowadays, and it depends on where you live. The garbage man has probably three separate bins.
Right.
Three times as much back
breaking
up and down.
And they're not different guys for different things, are they?
No, no, no. The garbage guy gets your glass, your aluminum, your paper.
Everything.
Right. I mean, the garbage man hooks one can up to a machine that lifts it in the truck for him.
Right.
Whereas a recycling guy often has to do this by hand in three separate at each stop. So
Jody,
just 'cause it stinks.
I should point out, is sounding very libertarian because she could care less about unions. She just wants her garbage picked up, and she thinks those people should be lucky they have a job.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not clear on liberty.
I'm sorry. Isn't that what you said during the break?
Go ahead.
But I'm a little confused. Is libertarian the part of Italy that controls labor?
Where they pick the olives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Libertarian mob?
Mm-hmm. No, libertarian, and I tend this way myself, am socially liberal and fiscally conservative, which is to say that I like a free market and I like people lifting them up by their own bootstraps. Mm-hmm. But when people are in trouble or when there's racism or other things involved, I tend towards society having a responsibility to the social issues, which means that our typical boundaries of liberal and conservatives, each one finds a reason to despise me, which is fine with me. So you were saying during the break that these people are lucky to have a job, kind of, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely right.
And they should just settle and do their job.
I said that.
And a texter also took the anti-union stance to say, this is not the 20s or the 30s with 80-hour work weeks and child labor. And that is the situation that created unions in this country to protect the worker. It was also the steel industry. Mm-hmm. It was basically a situation where management, Rockefeller type people, mm-hmm. were making at the time what would have been billions and billions. They called it millions back then. It was the same thing.
Maybe it's just the slanted media that I watch, but I'm hearing that corporations and businesses doing pretty well. The upper echelons of the earning pool are doing great.
Absolutely.
So
the hoity-toities.
Right. So if there's no middle class, why is everybody down on unions?
It's not about down on unions. I just keep seeing, like, I remember when they were hiring for firefighters in Tacoma. They had, like,
800 guys show for three jobs.
Yeah.
Here's why. And by the way, I'm not taking one side or the other, and I know you'll gravitate to a cable news position, which is that there's no middle class. I'm not convinced there's no middle class. I can't walk down the street without mm-hmm. having a three-way collision with people with iPods or iPhones, and they're definitely middle class. Most of the people are middle class. That is a thing thrust on you by the news to make you angry.
So is the information that I'm being force-fed that the middle class's pay has stayed the same for decades without a major pay increase? Is that all BS?
It's the same BS that was used in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s,
so
60s, 70s.
You're calling it BS?
Well, it's all BS. It's not 100% true.
Okay.
Is it 40% true, 60% true, 20% true? You know.
95% true?
I doubt it. Okay. I really doubt it.
I don't know either. If I
could get 95% purity at a news source, mm-hmm. I would drink from it every day.
Mm, bubbly.
Yeah. Most of what you see is BS. But I like that you're watching it because Spike used to not watch that. And he didn't know.
What did you used to watch?
I used to watch the Mariners. They suck.
That's basically it. No, the thing is that Spike is watching the news now, yeah. And I have a love-hate relationship with that. Because I used to be an easy mark. He used to be. Right. Now he does know some things. And I went through the phase he's going through. But then I eventually got to the point where I read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. and they're both full of crap.
See, I tend to think they both have a little truth to them.
Not a little bit. 95% crap, 5% truth on each one. If you add it up, the most you're ever going to get is 10% truth.
Well, the issue is that all these things are so gray. Let's go to the text, for instance.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously very black and white arguing here. These guys and gals knew what the job paid when they took it. They make $17 an hour. That's not almost $100,000 a year.
Sure.
What would happen to the economy without any unions? We would all make $10 an hour. Union proud. You know,
what would happen to the economy? I don't know.
No. I work for a local jurisdiction. I'm in a union, but we can't strike. We either accept the contracts or work without one. Someone else says the free market will work itself out. Someone else says Jody would cross the picket line if she was a single mother. Yes, of course I would. Somebody else says recycle drivers don't actually have to lift anything. The truck does it for them.
Right. The free market will always work itself out, and mm-hmm. that is the extreme position of the business class. Right. However, it only doesn't work itself out when they get bailed out because they're too big to fail, which is what happens more often than not. So if the free market were actually allowed to work itself out, mm-hmm. that would be fair. But it only works itself out for those of you that are underwater in your mortgages. Well, for those of you who are doing extremely well in business, it doesn't work itself out. You get protected.
Yeah. Well, you want to save the economy, start paying people the money that they can shop with. You know.
What?
Business owners don't create jobs. You know who creates jobs? Consumers create jobs. People who buy stuff create jobs. Because if you're not selling anything, you don't have a business.
All right, good point. Yes, Eric.
We actually do have a sanitation engineer on line one.
Uh-oh.
Because this texter who said that recycling...
Chicken and egg argument, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Recycling's to say that recyclers don't pick up anything, the texter guys. When I lived on Queen Anne, we had three separate bins that were about 2 foot by a foot and a half and a foot tall. There was no machine to pick this stuff up. It was full of glass and it was heavy. These guys had to stoop and pick it up by hand. So maybe where you work, they got that hooked up to a machine. It's not.
I
everywhere.
Like my garbage made by hand, just like my artisan bread.
Okay. Yes.
Charlie in Seattle, you're a garbage guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, we all do the same job. We all drive the same trucks. Sometimes some things are heavier than others. Some people, you know, I've done both. I've been a garbage guy and now I'm driving recycle. I make less money driving recycle, but it's a job. And I'm glad to be working, but we all do the same thing. No matter what we're doing, we're all picking it up.
So you're not happy to be striking?
I'm not on strike. I'm at work.
Okay, you are working. If you were one of the striking guys, you would prefer probably not to be striking.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be on strike. Everybody wants to go to work. Everybody wants to make money. So it's not an issue. Everybody just wants to be treated the same. I mean, why does one guy who drives the same truck make less money than the other guy? I mean, yard waste falls into the garbage. They make garbage waste. Why is recycle that much different?
I agree with you that it doesn't seem fair. It is, however, the way things are, which is could be said about so many things in life.
Actually, one of the other companies that has a Seattle contract does pay all their drivers the same. There is no difference between recycle and garbage and yard waste.
So could you go work for them?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Free country.
Yeah.
I remember the days I used to make the black garbage ride in the back of the truck. Things change, my friend. Things evolve.
I'm not sure what you meant by that.
It was a bad joke about evolution.
I guess the only thing I wonder is how it is that you can just decide, you know what? We all deserve some more money, so let's just stop coming to work until we get it. I would like to do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
But I signed on to make a certain amount, and so I'm going to make that amount.
Well, and that's what these people, their deal ran out. They've been working without a deal for a while. If our deal ran out, and
you could be in that situation.
You know,
actually.
They said, well, just keep coming to work. And you said, well, you know, I've worked really hard here for a few years. I kind of wanted a little bit of a raise. Oh, well, we might think about that.
That did happen once. That absolutely happened once.
Yeah. And then what happened?
I kept going to work. Yeah.
So one day they told you not to, right?
It's true. I did get fired eventually.
All right, 6:45.
But I always get fired eventually.
I wish I made 17 an hour.
Text messenger says, by the way, the definition of libertarian, a conservative with a bong.
Other than the fact that I don't have a bong, but in my spirit, spiritually, I still have a, I have an imaginary bong.
Right.
I look at a sunset now instead. I get the same feeling.
Nice.
All right. Twitter has gotten an athlete booted from the Olympic Games. This Twitter is the story of these Olympic Games. It's the coming out of Twitter, don't you think?
Yeah, this is the second one that's been sent home, and there's several others that have gotten in trouble.
Twitter is the equivalent of letting people who learn how to drive do whatever the hell they want to on any road at any time in any direction.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally unsupervised, instant access to everybody's train of thought, and it's really dangerous, and it's the vehicle for stupidity.
Isn't that what freedom of speech was designed to be, though?
Yes, did you read this guy's tweet?
Not yet. I'm getting there.
Can't wait till you do.
Sometimes freedom of speech, be careful what you wish for.
Well, of course. But that's why it's called freedom of speech.
Because there are certainly consequences, too.
There's always been consequences for freedom of speech.
I agree. Hang on.
All right. So are we ready? The latest tweet victim, 23-year-old soccer player Michael Morganella. Kicked off the team by the Swiss Olympic Committee after a racially, of course, insensitive remark directed at South Koreans. Translated from French. Oh.
Go ahead, Bob.
Translated from. Oh, you're afraid that you think it'll be one of the things I won't want to read? We'll see. Translated from French. If I don't read it, you will.
No, I think you'll want to read it. It's
read it with a French accent.
I thought that you were going to be like. I can't believe they're just kicking people out for tweeting whatever they want.
This oh, no, I believe in free speech with consequences.
Yeah.
If you're Chick-fil-A,
right.
You before you say that you are opposed to an entire class of people, run the numbers. Be right. Sure that none of them come to your place.
That's right.
But you have the absolute freedom to say it and think whatever you want and believe whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Okay. Translated from French, Morganella's tweet says, I can tell by the music. I'm going to like it. He says he wants... Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Nope.
He says he wants to beat up South Koreans, that they should burn, and in the most egregious reference, describe them as a bunch of mongoloids. Okay. Now, before we... he's gone already, right?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad. Too late.
Before we decide whether he should be kicked off the team or not, he's been off the team for 5 hours.
Here's the question. If I was playing chess with someone and I said I wanted to kill him in this game, does it mean I want to kill him?
No.
Okay.
I agree. That's just the vernacular of self-competition.
One of the things we've run into, remember there was a van driving around Seattle with extremely rude speech on it about Americans... freedom of speech again.
Wasn't there like a bus advertisement campaign that the city took money from an advertiser to put placards up on city buses that had a very political message?
Well, that's a different thing, but yes, kind of idea.
Okay.
Should it be taken literally? I guess we're giving Twitter too much credit for being something, is what I would say. He lost his gig. That's a consequence of free speech. Got no problem with that. But did he mean it literally? Probably not. He's probably a testosterone-up sports guy, either legally or, either Gatorade or something else. And he was just practicing his bluster in an inappropriate place. Yes.
He's opening for Dan Cook next week.
That's a good gig for him.
Okay. But, terrible? It sounds terrible, but did he mean terrible? Probably not. Yes, Joe.
And it's a team sport, so he's obviously not going to get away with it. If he'd been an individual athlete, maybe from a different country, he might still be in the Olympics. But this is Switzerland, and it's reflecting badly on their whole soccer team when somebody does.
And it is not part of the Swiss culture. In fact, it's the opposite of the Swiss culture,
right.
Which is to be neutral in all things.
Yeah,
right?
They're delicious chocolate and grandfather clocks.
That's right.
They are delicious clocks.
So, So he's out and probably deservedly so.
I don't care what country he was from. His culture's. It's one thing to say I'd like to kill a guy in sports competition. That's something that's said quite often. We're going to murder him, but the whole bit about they're all you know, the racist tones of the end of that tweet.
Let me ask you this. The only difference between this and the Seahawks lined up against the Cowboys is one of them is broadcast and the other isn't. I have heard in an NBA game or an NFL game that the things that are said on the field are worse than this.
Soccer is some of the worst on the face of the earth. You were talking about fans.
So what we're
crowds.
Talking about is the sharing of those thoughts, not those thoughts actually, because you worship many sports stars who have those kinds of aggressive thoughts.
I agree
and it's
completely.
A judgment call based on who's in charge of you. Like, for instance, if Hope Solo went after Brandi Chastain and she was a French player and
I'd
the French
that.
Decided they
That'd
didn't like that, yeah. then they could have booted her out.
Right.
We, the Americans, decided, let's keep her.
I would put it on pay-per-view.
Right. But, you know, went after her. Like, say if they were wearing thongs and she'd after
exactly,
her with some pudding.
Yeah.
And they did it. No, but, you know.
Now you're following. Yeah.
Twitter, they broadcasting that in real time?
Twitter is becoming a thing that is becoming too big to handle. People don't even know what to do with it. For instance, Tom Daley is a British diver, a very handsome guy, and he's very famous in England. And a stranger was tweeting him. He lost the synchronized swimming. He and his partner were supposed to
win synchronized diving.
Yeah, thank right. you. And he lost. He sadly lost his father of brain cancer a year ago. And some guy, some teenager, started tweeting him how his dad, you know, would roll over in his grave if he knew, and his dad would. And so Tom Daley retweeted it out and said, "It's a shame I have to deal with this stuff." And then the guy who was tweeting him started like maliciously tweeting him again, saying that he was going to come and find him and do this stuff. And that guy was arrested. So Twitter is now becoming this thing that's we're sort of scrambling to decide what's appropriate and inappropriate.
Well, and it's could it be thought of as an education for society that is a fame-based culture, in other words, humanity is searching for fame these
right.
days. It seems like everybody now has a shot at fame. And there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for. There's another old saying, don't try this at home. In other words, these tweet people are doing what we do every day. And, you know, we have a challenge. We have to be edgy and provocative enough to be interesting and dull and careful enough to keep a job.
Yeah, it's
just, exactly it.
It's just so crazy that we have to decide now what's appropriate, what's acceptable, and what is right. offensive versus in bad taste.
And there's this is, to me, very similar to the whole bloggers versus journalists mentality. Because somebody writes for the Wall Street Journal, knows the boundaries, knows the responsibilities
yes.
of misinformation.
Professionals.
Professional is exactly the word.
Versus rank amateurs.
And you get somebody on a blog that wants to just stream a consciousness because I got an internet connection
right.
and a computer.
But where do you grow professionals from?
Trial and error. Burned hand.
Rank amateur fields.
Right.
Where you plant the seeds of
right.
professionals.
And
what happens to most of these seeds? They die and wither.
They die and wither. And the ones who thrive move forward
right.
to get a more responsible and bigger platform. So when some clown is a tweeter and all of a sudden has a million followers because she's a sprinter with a nice butt, so she's got 8 million followers.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Lolo.
Lolo Jones.
You know, who is...
How do you spell it?
L-O-L-O.
Yeah.
The name alone says Mensa to me, but...
Twitter usually doesn't have pictures, though, so how does the nice butt help?
No, she's world-class beautiful.
People tweet pictures.
They do?
They do. Yeah.
Tweet pics.
So, by the way, when something's scary like Twitter... what I do is I'm a late adopter.
Yeah.
I have an account. I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And the show will tweet things that are happening as a service to people. But am I going to randomly, you know, get upset at a driver in front of me and talk about their ethnicity? No.
Right.
Would I? Sure.
Sure. But
I mean,
know,
I would
but
think
you
it.
You know better.
But I know better than
right.
to speak up. I mean, we all have those emotions.
As opposed to these people like this soccer player, okay? If free speech is more important to him than competing in the Olympics, then go for it.
Yeah.
Tweet away. You know, you didn't live your whole life. You didn't train your whole life to be a tweeter. You'd have been up at 4 a.m. reading and writing.
If you were training like you trained for the Olympics.
Exactly. So if it's more important to you to have free
speech. Are there Olympic tweeters and is it a sport? We'll be right back at 6:55.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, good news. They have cleared up that propane tank northbound I-5 just after 272nd. Luckily, they just moved it out of the way like 2 minutes ago. But unfortunately, there is a nasty backup almost out to State Route 18. It's about a 5-mile backup of very heavy traffic. It looks like people are also rerouting to the Valley Freeway, which is slow now at 15th Street Northwest and making your way up past Willis into or towards 405. You're going to see heavy traffic there as well.
Summer's here, and so are the parking spots on Seattle's waterfront. It's true. Even with the viaduct replacement project underway, there are thousands of spaces within a short walk of all the fun stuff, including the Seattle Aquarium and Pike Place Market. Find your spot at downtownseattleparking.com.
Where are you right now? On a train with a laptop? It's not a train anymore. It's a movie theater. Or are you on a bus? That bus is now a sports bar. Maybe you're in your living room with your television. That television is now your phone.
There you are.
Are you standing in the kitchen with your smartphone? That smartphone is now your remote control. And it's a light switch. Or are you at the park with your tablet? That tablet is where you answer your home phone. And it's where you watch The Office. This is you, connected to everything and everyone, from everywhere, with Xfinity. This is how we think of things. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Like a comfy leather couch you just can't bring yourself to get out of. So goes the left lane of the highway for an absent-minded few.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 51. Oblivious left lane occupant.
It matters not how many honks, high beams, or dirty looks he receives because he's in his own little world. A world where a speed limit 60 can actually mean 51. And the words, stay right except to pass, are merely a suggestion. Perhaps it's the breathtaking mountain view, or maybe it's the continuous soft hits on the radio, or maybe he thinks this is London, England, if he thinks at all. Oblivious left lane occupant, you're one of us. And like you, we're happy right where we are. So we provide the kind of fast, fair claim service that keeps Northwest people coming back. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you, a little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Welcome to Sassy Shoes. Can I help you find a certain size?
Yes, I love these purple suede flats with the buckle. Do you have them in a 7?
Hold on.
If you don't have them in purple, maybe the blue suede.
I'm sorry, there's a slight problem.
Really?
Suede flats are out of your network.
Out of network? Okay, how about those black slingback pumps?
Ooh, with the open toe?
Yes!
Sorry, out of network.
If this feels like your current dental plan...
Those black Mary Janes?
Unfortunately, those are a size no.
Smile wide with Delta Dental. Visit DeltaDentalWA.com and see how the widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist.
Miss Wright, you're here for your cleaning and checkup?
Yes. And you're in-network?
Yep, in-network. Hey, I love your shoes.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental gives you the widest network in-state and nationwide. Smile wide, Washington. Washington Dental Service is a member of the Delta Dental Plans Association.
If you're thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry, go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
Fred Meyer and Gold Toe Socks present little known, mostly true facts about men's and women's gold toe socks. Gold toe socks are comfortable. Gold toe socks are durable. Gold toe socks are a great value at Fred Meyer. Gold toe socks are all 25% off and more right now at Fred Meyer with in-store coupon. Gold toe socks provide wearers with a cloak of invisibility. Gold toe socks can be used to fashion a crude life raft in the event of an emergency. Gold toe socks are waterproof, windproof, flameproof, and can travel through time. Okay, we took it too far. But all gold toe socks really are on sale right now at Fred Meyer. And they're really great socks. Don't miss a price blaster special on men's six-pack athletic socks. Just $11.99. And while supplies last, all six packs of men's white athletic socks will contain two extra pairs. And that's really true. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
tonight at the Olympics. Reigning world champion Jordan Weaver leads Team USA toward gold in gymnastics. Then, Michael Phelps continues his chase toward history as he races for gold.
Michael Phelps once again making it look easy.
The London Olympic Games, tonight in primetime, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Tonight starting at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
My dad taught me how to fold a flag.
To remove my hat and cover my heart during the national anthem.
That if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late.
Kids get a lot of things from their parents. And if their parents served in the military, there's one other thing they'll get. Access to USAA auto insurance. Our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their families is without equal. It's why USAA auto insurance is passed down from generation to generation. In fact, members who switch to USAA auto insurance save an average of $450 a year. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com or call 800-531-USAA. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you.
Average auto premiums based on countrywide survey of new customers from October 1st, 2010 to September 30th, 2011 who reported their prior insurer's premiums when they switched to USAA. Savings do not apply in Massachusetts. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
Earlman, one of our vendors just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Earlman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half Company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
Farm Traffic Center, good news is that they have cleared up that propane tank northbound I-5 at 272nd. Bad news is the backup is pretty solid all the way out past 320th. The Valley Freeway northbound also really backed up from 18 all the way up to Willis. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is slow. Southbound I-5, you're going to see brake lights from 220th all the way down through Shoreline. Your Everett to Seattle commute right now up to about a 45-minute drive. Coming up at 8:15 on The Bob Rivers Show, comedian Billy Gardell starring in the hit TV show Mike and Molly.
Sound Transit, encouraging you to take your white knuckles off the steering wheel and ride stress-free and relaxed to and from work by hopping on the bus, train, or light rail. It's easier than you think and can free up more of your time during the commute. Visit soundtransit.org for details, route info, even a super helpful trip planner.